You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. We've just heard how several agencies are working to reduce human trafficking in the Valley. Now we're going to turn to the story of a survivor. I recently spoke with a young woman who asked to be identified only as Hazel. She escaped a life of forced prostitution and is currently getting help from the nonprofit Molly's House, whose founder, Torella McAllister Minor, joined us in the conversation. So, Hazel, I appreciate your willingness to share your story with us. Tell us how you came to be trafficked.
Well, it all started whenever I was like a young teenager. My father had passed away, and I was in and out of foster homes and on the run. And I met this boy, remind you, he's not an adult. He was a teenager. And it all started by him telling me that he loved me and just telling me stuff that wasn't true and just being there for me whenever I needed someone to be there for me because I was alone. And that's how it all started.
And what happened?
Well, we were on the run. I was on the run. He gave me a place to stay, and I was vulnerable, and I needed a place to stay, and I needed money. So he provided the things that I needed, and eventually he started telling me that, oh, we needed more money. So I started doing stuff for money that I didn't want to do, but I did it because I needed somewhere to stay. And that's the main thing that happened, and that's how it all started.
And how long were you in that situation? How did you manage to escape?
I was in that situation for quite a long time. I managed to escape because I got really sick, and I had to go to the hospital. And when I went to the hospital, that's whenever I got out of the situation, and I got back with my mom, and then I ended up doing good for a little bit, and then I went back out there, and then I finally got caught up, and I went to juvenile hall, and then that's how I got introduced to Molly's House.
You know, Torella, I understand that Hazel's story is pretty common, that it's difficult to get out, and that oftentimes survivors end up going back. Is that the case?
Yeah. And it's not always going back. In fact, it's not going back because they want to and they love the lifestyle. It's going back because they don't see any other option and out of fear.
Hazel, I'd like to come back to you. How are you doing now? I understand you're getting support from Molly's House. Tell us how you're doing.
I'm doing awesome. I'm a straight-A student. I have high honor roll. I'm top 5 in my class. I'm applied for college. I'm being really successful, and I'm really confident in myself. And being with Molly's House has helped me just realize who I am and that I am worth something. And I love myself.
That's incredible to hear. Tell us a little bit about the transition, how you got from where you were to where you are now. What were the kinds of support that helped you get out of that terrible situation?
Just knowing that I do not want to live that life anymore and just wanting to get my act right and knowing that this is my only second chance to redo good and live a better life. And trust me, it wasn't easy. But when I first got to the program, I didn't want to do it. My plan was to just stay there for 6 months and then go back to the life because I didn't like the life, the new life that I was in. And I ended up staying and I ended up liking it. And then I ended up wanting the actual change for my life.
What was the hardest part about getting out?
The hardest part was like getting away from my pimp and not being able to manage to take care of myself and not have anyone to be there for me and just not wanting to be alone.
I know this is probably difficult for you to talk about, but I'm just wondering if you can share a little bit more about your relationship with your pimp and how some of the tactics that were used to control you.
He told me that he would provide for my family because my mom wasn't as stable enough. So I was like, oh, okay, that'll help my mom out. And he would also like just feed me lies about how we would have a good life. And he would buy me like everything, like a house and everything. And it was just lies that I fed, that I just believed.
Tarilla, can you just tell us a little bit, or briefly, about the kind of support you provide to women like Hazel?
We provide residential treatment services where they go through therapy every day, and individual and group therapy. They do a curriculum called My Life, My Choice. I think one of the biggest things that makes us a 7-year success is that we really, truly love our girls. And we provide an environment that is nurturing and safe where they feel they can really breathe and not have to fear being found or having to go back to something that they did not want to go back to. The environment we also provide is non-judgmental environment. Once they walk through that door, every one of my staff members and volunteers know that it's a non-judgment zone. Mm-hmm. And so they are children who deserve to have a normal life as any other child that did not have the experience, horrific experience that they had.
Hazel, before we wrap up, I'd just like to hear you discuss how you learned to love yourself after everything that you've been through.
I learned to love myself by just having people believe in me and just knowing that I am worth something and that I am beautiful, because before I did not think any of that. And I also realized that God has a big part of it too.
There are potentially people listening to this conversation who are victims of trafficking. What advice would you have for them? What would you say to them?
You are worth way more than you think you are, and you deserve way more. And you need to get help.
Well, thank you so much for being so brave and for sharing your story. And you certainly are an inspiration for many, many people. So thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
If you or someone you know is a victim, contact the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888.